introducing Mr. Leung, I'd like to extend our welcome to Mr. Leung. We have a very good opportunity to have Mr. Leung here. He's not a religious teacher, first I have to say. I understand he is a healer, and particularly he is an acupuncture healer, and also herbal medicine healer. So anyway, his way of healing is a little bit different from, you know, today's healers, you know, in the market. He has a very good spiritual experience to train himself, and then when he has successful training by meditation, match with the acupuncture and herbal medicine, and then he like to contribute his experience to everybody, especially based upon, you know, his universal love and with a, you know, purpose of world peace, especially peace in mind. And then he like to help people to make more happy, because he thinks that, you know, when you want to make people happy, first you have to train yourself happy. And you can be, you know, yourself a patron to treat patron. So you have to make yourself happy, and then you can treat patron. That is his idea. And also, you know, he has really good philosophical thinking in terms of, you know, Oriental healing arts. So I like very much tonight we have him to come here from the far, far away, originally from Vietnam. And then he can speak Chinese very well. So I like very much you can enjoy it. And then I must thank you for Mr. Leung for sharing with us. Thank you.
Dr. Homer Chang is the president of our university, is the dean of our School of Oriental Medicine, just giving me the privilege to introduce to you tonight Mr. Tam Lu. I am very, very honored, and also I feel very confused and perplexed, because I don't believe that I could have sufficient adequate words to introduce him to you. He is for me a very special one. He is the modesty surely doesn't allow me to talk much about his achievements. And one of his continuous saying is that he does not want to have students, to have adepts, to have pupils. Because according to him, we have to become our own master. It is not appropriate for him to take any students. I feel it is unjust, at least for me, because all my life I am looking for a teacher, the teacher I would call of my life. Of course, every one of us does have the teacher of our life, God Himself. But God is so far away sometimes, we don't know where He is. And the teaching of Mr. Leung, I prefer to call him Mr. Tam. I have a special reason to call him Mr. Tam. In Vietnamese, Tam means eight, Mr. Eight, or Mr. the Eight. The reason for it, I will have opportunity to talk to you about. Because he does not allow me to talk about his achievements, so I think I have to talk about a little about myself. But we know, all of us know, that le moi est haïssable, the self is so detestable. So please excuse me. And I do need all your generosity to talk about myself, just to show you how I have become different, how I have found my true self, and how from the mental status of a very, very miserable individual, very distressed, having overcome all kinds of difficulties of life, sharing all the obstacles of life, social, intellectual, moral, in our former country, Vietnam, for more than 30 years, having left three of our children in the battlefield. I have to just across the Pacific Ocean to meet him again and to be enlightened by his teaching, not his teaching, his method of meditation. And for me, it is a true science. When I was in my country as a physician, I found myself developing hypertension. My systolic pressure was around 16, 17. And my diastolic pressure, it was just 10. It never came down lower than 10. And for myself, I found that I became a lost person. And I didn't find any cause, any organic cause to my hypertension. So I came to the conclusion that I have developed the essential hypertension. And when I came to the United States to save my life and the life of my children and my family, I was so depressed. My colleagues right here know my mental status much better than myself. And now, suddenly, I encountered one very, very young patient. And he came to me with a psychological problem, exactly a neurotic problem. He was so anxious. And I just told him, I could help you, but not for long. but I don't like to give you medication because it is just like if you have a headache and without knowing your cause, the cause of your headache, I just give you a tablet of aspirin. But I strongly recommend you that you experience meditation. Do you have any method of meditation? And the young patient just told me, oh yes, I do. And I asked him, what method are you experiencing now? Mr. Tam's method. Is it Mr. Tam Yung Si Hang from Shillong? Yes, sir, he is exactly himself. So I knew that from that day, I would be cured also, because I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Tam just 10 years ago in Vietnam. But by that time, I was experiencing another method of meditation. I didn't believe in his method. I was very skeptical. I tried to different methods of meditation, yoga, sumut, etc. And finally, I gave up because it was so difficult and also because it was so dangerous. And when the good news came to me through my young patient, I tried to get in touch with him, and I was reconnected with him. And now, physically, I have get rid of, and I think it's forever, my hypertension. And I had a double check at the LAC USC Medical Center where I work for the School of Medicine of USC and at the Kaiser. And my physicians, my colleagues are just amazed because my hypertension came more than normal. It became again as the hypertension of just an adult. I have now my diastolic pressure constantly around 75 or 70, and my systolic pressure about 130 or 135. Mentally, I became very stable. I am able to give the exact proportion to events. And I feel myself happy in my body and in my mental. The thing I would like to share with you as a scientific audience today is that I believe now that we as a human and biological unit, we have two components, our body and our soul. Our body came from dust. It will return to dust. And our body is bound to the law of gravitation. But I know exactly that our soul is ruled by another law which is completely different from the law of gravitation. And I do not see this law described anywhere in any textbook of science. And for me, it is something lucky in the status of our science and the status of our art in general today. it is a law of ascension. For sure. I have your excuse to be long, to talk about myself, but it is the only way for me, only way allowed to me to introduce my master. I have to ask him to give me his pardon, to call him my master, because I do know that I do not deserve this title. He doesn't want me to become, to be his pupil. But it is my feeling, my sincere feeling from the deepest of my heart. And this true feeling of myself, I would like to share with you. So, I think we all agree now that all of us are welcoming him tonight to give us his teaching. He is to share with us, he has a special method of meditation, which is very appropriate to our time, the time of an end, the end of our civilization as a whole, and the dawn of an other civilization, the civilization of the future, that it is our duty to prepare it and to render it a reality, becoming reality. So, if that, I am joining you in our eagerness to listen to this man. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very happy to be here tonight to meet all of you and to be acquainted with Dr. Chang and thank you, Dr. Du, for his speech.
Howdy. Joy Yinam.
We have experienced almost 26 years of very difficult struggle in Vietnam. In his 26 years of practicing this particular way of meditation, his family had most of the time in the beginning had opposed his doing so. Because they find that using this specific method of meditation, his life had changed completely and overturned, so it was very strange for them and very difficult to accept. How did it turn almost 180 degrees all around? We, from birth to old age, we develop externally, and we only look for achievement and success. To succeed for what? Not just for materialistic gains. Power, Therefore, this training is to bring us back to our original self. Now, what is this returning to the origin? My own experience was that from this training, within 6 months, I have found utter peace, which I never experienced before. I suddenly realized that the whole meaning of my life here is a temporary progress. What is this temporary progress? In the family, we experience difficulties. And in society, there are lots of dissatisfactions. Our mental health is not well. And we get very confused in our constant struggle for materialistic gains. We become very rash. In the world today, everybody's rushing. What are we rushing for? We're looking for justice. What is this justice? Probably we have all somewhat experienced this struggle for justice in demonstrations or in expressing our unhappiness. But in the midst of all this, we forgot that the spirit is the foundation. And we lost our body because we forget that this body belongs to us. Because in this body, it has the five basic elements which represent the five organs. These are supposed to be in balance with the universe. We're all sitting here, so many of us. We all are existing in this one breath. Now God has given us this one breath for life. But we forgot this balance, this justice. Therefore, we have lost our balance. And again, turn towards outward struggle. And forget our internal peace. Therefore, that's the cause of illness. God has manifested to all of us the illnesses in the world. Now, how can we say we don't want to save them? Therefore, we should learn how to learn this way to save people. Now, all of you have, might be physicians or trying to be physicians. Are learning to be doctors. But I hope that all of you will not forget to heal yourself first. So if we have illness ourselves, we all experience this illness. All want to get a piece of the land. And separate us from everybody else and say, you are American, I'm Chinese, you are Vietnamese. And forgot that we all come from the same God. This kind of illness, when we forget where we coming from, is helpless. Therefore, God wants to help this person. The cause of war is caused by this disunity. This is a war without weapons. There are many wars in the world have shown also. When we kill each other, but for the children of God, they usually prove that there is a spirit. Now, where is this spirit? Now, when I'm speaking to all of you, are our spirits communicating? The deaf cannot be invited to come here and join us. Therefore, when we are alive, we have this one responsibility, and that is to take care of this physical body and regain this discipline to be in balance with our spirit and with the universe. We cannot separate ourselves from this universe order. Now, who can say that I'm above God and be overcome by and not follow His teaching? And be covered in a bucket, and not need the help of the universe. Now we need God's light to help us all. We can ask for God for this eternal light. And we know that He has this eternal light to show us. Therefore, this physical manifestation, this is our body, our face, our arms, are ultimately a false thing.
Tulangi, the takatim, kongkin, tumay, tim lung.
Because there will be the light that will be separated from our body. Even the most popular hero in this world, his spirit will be separated from his body as well. Everybody must be going through the training of from birth, existence, and old age to death. It's likened to when you finish your studies and you leave the school. Therefore, the religion let us know that the spirit will not perish. Because when we know how to use the spirit to find the truth, it's coming back to the order and to rule this body, to overcome all these external forces. Therefore, we must have to have a technique. And where does this technique come from? Man from the most painful experience, from sorrow, separation and reunion, from all these difficulties, then we will find the truth in us. And then from all this, we will know how to use this method to
find.
Yeah, to make it a quick recovery and to build. And when we hear the word the spirit, we get very curious and want to know what is this spirit. This spirit comes and goes from our body. It's 100% has freedom. Now, when do we lose the freedom? It's because of the external temptations. When this happened, we forget that there was this spirit, this freedom of the spirit. When we work very hard, we always feel we are lacking.
We are lacking.
When that happens, we become more confused. And we have no peace. We know how to heal other people, but we still have insomnia. Therefore, we must learn how to come back to this very original order. So all of you who are learning acupuncture, Chinese medicine, cannot separate yourself from the five basic elements. You must resolve to regain this order. There are the five lights and the five colors. When we don't have peace, we cannot look towards inside. With this meditation method, we will be able to see the light inside us.
除咗呢個世界，仲有一個永久不滅嘅世界。
Away from this world, there is still this eternal world.
所以要自己實行。
Therefore, we must resolve to find this ourselves.
所以共同宗教嚟勸人類要識覺，要明白自己。
Therefore, in many religions, they basically teach all of us to know ourselves.
世間即刻和平。
When we follow that, there will be peace in the world.
如果我連設立秩序，我本身冇秩序，邊是有和平俾其他呢？
If we don't have order in ourselves, how can we give orders to others and discipline to others?
即係以我本身嚟嘅訓練，以前我哋嘅貪嗔痴裏邊啦，樣樣都不滿。
Therefore, we have to discipline ourselves. And before that training, we normally experience this dissatisfaction.
訓練之後，我睇到我哋從各狀態結合成一個人。
And after this training, we can realize that we need this. We have this unity.
所以我哋應該要和國狀態，和
peace. That's why we have to unify all of us in one.
所以和得國狀態咧，佢心無淨啦。
Yeah, if we do not unify ourselves, then again we won't have peace.
變咗自己呃自己。
And when that happens.It's like cheating ourselves.
所以很多革命家都想帶到比人類好啊。
Most of the revolutionaries in history in the world, they all want to bring peace to humanity.
想救那個人不死啊。
They want to save them from death.
所以大家經過共道場生死在自己的眼前，同埋危險到自己本身已經過了。
After we experience all these facing death and difficulties and sorrows,
所以我哋睇到我哋嘅靈魂就係不滅，唔好估錯我哋會死。
Again, we will have a understanding that our spirit.Will not perish. We will have eternal life. All our spirits are beautiful and pretty. Don't be afraid that we have an ugly physical. All of us like to be beautiful.Because we all come from a beautiful origin. Now, who doesn't want to be smelling good? It's because we did not really come from this earth. God has sent us from a nice place to come to an earth that is filthy.
来到寻找我们原本的质地，守不守得回。
He sent us down here to try and seek our original being.
所以有时我们讲爱而道德。
That's why when we speak about love and virtue,
所以要试看我们是不是实现到爱而道德。
It's a testing from God to see if we can really find this love and
歷史俾我哋睇到
，History has shown us
耶穌
，that Jesus
受釘釘
was on the cross，
佢哋求天父赦免他們，因為他們不明佢自己。天父求天父
，because he seek God，
佢受釘釘，但佢求天父赦。给他们，因为他们赦罪于他们。
Right. He was on the cross to save other people. Because most people did not understand
themselves.
They killed him because they did not understand himself. Now when we know ourselves, do we want to kill ourselves? We don't want to kill ourselves. Jesus had patience and realized and realized compassion. We are our God of our own little world. We all have our own little kingdom. Therefore, we must take this responsibility to realize compassion, to save our eternal spirit. Therefore, when we are on earth, with no energy, people kill each other. They fight each other. In the family, the husband and wife have disturbances. What's the reason? It's because they don't know themselves. If the husband know himself, his responsibility, the wife knows herself and knows her responsibility, then this is self-helping themselves, then they will not have difficulties with each other. The Bible also said, the world lacks a method to practice. That's why today I have this opportunity to meet with all of you. If you can understand me, some will try and understand me, but some of you would want to learn this method. Therefore, later on, there will be a videotape on the TV there. He will show the film of his meditation method, and you can ask him questions if you have any.